And it seems we live in an age where if there is a problem to do with humanity, there is always a drug to fix it. But it may not necessarily always be the case. Unruly kids are being misdiagnosed as hyperactive and even prescribed ADHD drugs when all they need is glasses, according to optometrists. And it's great to have with us this morning Dom Wilson. He's the optometrist and managing director of Custom Eye Care in Newcastle. Dom, good morning. This harks back to my father telling me when he was a child in England during the 40s, he had a vision problem and couldn't see the blackboard properly, and they assumed that he had a learning difficulty.
Yeah, good morning, Todd. Yeah, that's right. And of course, young kids, they don't know any better, do they? They don't know what's normal and what to expect, so often they have to wait till someone who knows what's going on can test them and find out, in fact, you know, is it a learning problem? Is it a vision problem? So often kids go for years without realising what's happening themselves.
So how did this become apparent? How did optometrists stumble across it? Or who started to think, hang on a minute, maybe there's another thing at play here?
Well, I know it has been in the news just very recently, but really for optometrists to, you know, do a lot of work with kids, it's really nothing new or nothing surprising. We're certainly not saying, and we've never said that, you know, curing vision problems is a cure for ADHD. But optometrists who see a lot of kids have known for a long time that kids who have any kind of focusing problem, vision problem, often you do see some sorts of behavioural problems, whether it's learning problems, whether it's being able to sit still, whether it's difficulty concentrating. But we, every day, every week, we see kids who have vision problems that seem to affect their behaviour or their learning in one way or the other. So it's really nothing new to experienced optometrists.
So is it a little bit of a case of kids at the best of times have a very short, you know, very short period where they concentrate? But if a child can't see, well, these days, the whiteboard or the video board, do they get to a point where they go, what's the point, and they just look for some other stimuli in the classroom?
Well, yes, but and that's the classic example that people always mention is, can you see the board? But to be honest, it's more often problems with seeing close up, seeing your book, or seeing your screen. So often kids, they're close focusing where the problem is, and it's not even so much that they can't see it, but it's more that they have to put in a lot of work to maintain a clear focus. So if reading is an effort, or if reading requires attention or takes a lot of concentration, then the kid doesn't have as much concentration left over to be thinking about what they're learning or remembering it or to be remembering how to behave or remembering to sit still. So, yes, the board is one thing, but most of the kids I see who have any kind of learning difficulties, it's more because they're close up focusing is the issue.
Dom, we've had many interviews and many discussions about too much screen time, and pretty much you can't go anywhere. I'm sitting in a studio at the moment and I've got 7 screens poking in my direction. Is it a case of more problems with vision because we do have too many screens? And in 2017, they're not going away, are they?
Look, absolutely, you're right. Screens are a fact of life. We can't get away from it. They're part of our kids' education. They're part of our lives. So we all understand that. You know, too much screen time, it's not a good thing, mainly because it takes you away from outdoor time. And for kids growing up, some of the research that's been coming out in the last 5-10 years has really been pointing towards kids really do need regular outdoor time for the healthy development of vision. So with screen time, it's not a case of banning screens. It's a case of being sensible and having a bit of balance. And if you're going to be on the screen, which let's face it, we all are these days, balance that by also getting some outdoor time and getting your eyes away from the screens as well.
And there's always a lot of hubbub, but one thing works against the other. We live in a society where we're very, very sun conscious. We're very, very skin cancer conscious. And a lot of people are shying away a little bit of getting out into the sunshine. But you hit the nail right on the head. It is a balance. Are you finding more children coming to you with eye problems at a certain age than you did, say, 5 or 10 years ago?
I am, but whether that's because, you know, kids are having more eye problems or because eyes are changing, or whether it's simply because there's an increasing awareness, and this is what I suspect it might be. I think parents are more aware now that kids may be able to see the letters on the eye chart across the room just fine, but there may be problems with the close-up focusing, which is affecting the literacy, the reading, the concentration. So I think there's probably a greater awareness of eye problems as much as anything else is why I'm seeing more and more kids with these kind of issues.
We don't want to send people on a panic and we don't want to get people doing things they don't need to do, but should all children potentially have an eye test, or is that a little bit dramatic?
Look, it's a good question, which I'm asked a lot, and you'll probably get different answers depending on who you ask, but certainly all children should have an eye test at some point. Some people would say that kids should have their eyes checked at 3. Myself, personally, I would tell people that all kids should have their eyes checked by the time they start school, so around the age of 5, and that's assuming there's no worries or concerns. If there are any, you know, family history of eye problems, or if the parent's concerned, or if there seems to be a problem, then, of course, get them checked any time, at any age. But certainly all kids should have had an eye check by the time they start school, that's for sure.
All right, fantastic. Look, that's very, very interesting. And as I said, it harks back to old times of something as simple as a set of glasses could make a bit of a difference. Thanks for your time this morning, Dom.
My pleasure, Todd. Thanks for having me.
So there you go. Basically, keep an eye on the kids. It may not be the reason, but something as simple as an eye check and a visit to an optometrist could make all the difference. 29 after 11.